WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. The world waiting to see what happens next following Israel's strikes on Iran's nuclear facilities and top generals. ABC's Marcus Moore is in Tel Aviv.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu saying Israel had no choice but to act, calling Iran's nuclear program, quote, a clear and present danger.
This operation will continue for as many days as it takes to remove this threat.
Iran launching more than 100 drones towards Israel. The IDF saying it has intercepted those drones before reaching Israeli airspace. Israel's defense minister declaring a state of emergency, calling up tens of thousands of troops. Concerns now that the operation overnight could increase chances of all-out war between the countries and expand into a regional conflict.
The leader of Iran's Revolutionary Guard and chief of staff of Iran's armed forces both killed. President Trump saying he's hoping for a diplomatic solution to the conflict. Tehran walking away from nuclear talks. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. A new report by the Wisconsin Policy Forum found Wisconsin gets less funding per resident from the federal government than almost any other state. The report, based on 2022 federal tax data, found that Wisconsin ranked 41st in the country for the amount of federal funding received per resident. In total, the state received an average of a little less than $15,000 of federal funding per resident. While Wisconsin ranks towards the bottom of that list, experts are still warning that further federal budget cuts could have a significant impact on the state. Newly proposed legislation in Wisconsin would allocate $30 million to schools across the state to improve security measures. Under the bill, each school would receive a maximum grant funding award of $20,000 for things like shatter-resistant glass, reinforced doors, cameras, and security training for staff members. The grant funding would be distributed in addition to funding set aside in previous legislation that created a $100 million grant program for safety improvements, as well as the Wisconsin Office of School Safety. Washburn County Tourism Association officials say recently released state tourism data showed $57 million of economic impact in the county. In a press release, officials said the industry supported nearly 500 jobs and generated nearly $4 million in state and local tax revenue. Officials highlighted outdoor recreation opportunities, hardworking local businesses, and the availability of reliable lodging for the success of tourism last year. The industry generated nearly $26 billion of economic impact across the state. An arrest warrant has been issued for a Cornell man accused of stealing cash from his grandparents in Barron County. According to court documents, 28-year-old Tristan Stokes was officially charged with burglary and theft last week. His grandparents originally reported the theft to law enforcement authorities last June, claiming Stokes had stolen between $4,000 and $5,000 from their safe. The complaint alleges Stokes admitted to taking the money in September, but said he had worked out a plan with his grandparents to pay it back without criminal charges. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
The Brewers battle the Cards.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball. Game two of the four-game series tonight as the Crew hosts the Cardinals. Milwaukee with a 6-0 win last night thanks to the debut of 23-year-old Jacob Mizorowski on the mound, who lasted until the sixth before battling leg cramps.
Of course, I don't want to leave like that. I feel like I could have kept going, but, you know, cramped up and stuff happens.
Manager Pat Murphy.
I think it just came on in between innings there. He had that long inning. He thought it was okay. He went out there. It's in his thigh and in his calf, and he twisted his ankle a little bit on that. It started to lock up on him. We just didn't want to chance anything, you know.
NFL Packers minicamp wrapping up in Green Bay.
The thing that's most positive, I would say, for the most part, we had pretty good attendance. We had the majority of our guys here for the duration. And I think that it's been fun to kind of watch how these guys grow, especially guys maybe going in their second year. They're so much further along than they were a year ago.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Scattered showers and thunderstorms today with a high in the mid-60s. Tonight, more scattered storms, low in the low to mid-50s. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy scattered showers or thundershowers with a high in the low 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 51.
Thank you.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
The Trump administration arresting and deporting these supposed gang members without giving them due process is one of the steps to becoming an authoritarian government.
Dale, thank you so much for the call. And again, I second all of that. Bring them all back and afford them the due process that's a part of our nation, a part of this law, and a part of our tradition in administering justice.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
We need a fun listener name, something the followers of the show can call themselves. I thought, how about Couch Potatoes?
Potatoes?
I said it as a joke, and Todd cracked up. He goes, I love that. Whatever it is, folks, embrace your inner couch potato. We are not meant to work in the farms and hunt food. We were 1,000 years ago. But now, I think God wants us to sit back and be entertained.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome actress Stephanie Gurno, comedian Steve Hofstetter, and it's a bar band Friday night, so I'm joined by Max Inc. host Rocker, who is filling in for Terry Barr. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Good morning. Welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, and Calvin Butenoff coming to you live from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can join us. Call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching in the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Dan Schaefer, Civic Media's political editor and the creator of the multi-award-winning Recombobulation Area, will be here for hour number two.
He has what do you think column. We're going to talk about?
Yeah, he's got a new column in the Recombob area, and it's making some waves.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Should Governor Evers run for a third term? We talked about it a little bit yesterday, but Dan Schaefer will be joining us after the 10 o'clock news. We will talk about his latest column. If you don't subscribe, I highly encourage you to do so. Mm-hmm. It's really pretty inexpensive.
It's very expensive, and you're getting multi-award-winning journalism, opinion columns. It's great.
It is great.
Like I've said before, if they never won an award before this year, they'd still be a multi-award because they won like 4 or 5 this year.
Yeah, it's pretty impressive. Yeah. So, yep, Dan Schaefer joining us in hour number two. Also in hour number two, as we tend to do after the 10:30 news.
It's a good rhyme.
We like to do a little audio sorbet segment. Ooh. It's what we call it anyway. It's a chance to get away from the news and take a breath and just talk about the sillier things.
Yeah.
Lighter things. Mm-hmm. Whether or not this is going to be light or not, because you and Calvin got into it pretty good, last week? I think we were talking about this off the air. Yeah. Today's audio sorbet will be day versus night weddings.
Yeah.
When should we be celebrating weddings?
Yeah.
Daytime only, according to one person that's sitting across from me, or at nighttime, according to the person sitting in the producer's booth. Day versus night weddings, that's audio sorbet after 10:30, and we'll wrap up the show as we always do with this shouldn't be a thing around 10:51 today. It's the You Dirty Rat edition. Stay tuned for that. There's a visual element as well. Today is the final day of our statewide Text to Win Scani Summer Contest. So be listening after 11 o'clock for the keyword that you want to text in via the Civic Media app. And then you'll be in the running either for a hot $100 cash, a pair of Milwaukee Brewers Club level tickets, and then everyone who enters in the drawing for one of two grand prize trips, either a getaway to Door County or Baraboo, and gas money to get you there. 11 o'clock, 2 yes. o'clock. Mm-hmm. 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
Your last shots today. This is the last day of the contest. You could be a winner, just like Rhonda in Madison, listening on WMDX. Dave, who is streaming on WRJN here in Racine, and Colleen, also a winner, listening on WPFP.
Ooh.
So be ready for that keyword coming up after 11 o'clock. Listen for our voices.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
In the Tom Hartman Show. Statewide,
text to win. Scotty Summer Contest.
And then when that all wraps up, we're going to go back to free ticket Fridays. So don't go anywhere.
With Brewers tickets. Exactly. And those are four packs. Yeah,
yes,
absolutely.
Yes.
Okay, this we did want to start off with this because, wow, this is quite a reversal. Donald Trump yesterday in a press conference. Our president said this, quote, "Our great farmers and people in the hotel and leisure business have been stating that our very aggressive policy on immigration is taking very good longtime workers away from them, with those jobs being almost impossible to replace. In many cases, the criminals allowed into our country by the very stupid Biden administration are applying for those jobs. This is not good. We must protect our farmers, but get the criminals out of the USA. Changes are coming." Okay. Obviously, we're talking about the immigration crackdown, mass deportations now.
Yep,
that's what he campaigned on. They had big signs at the nomination here in Milwaukee.
Yeah.
Mass deportations now.
They wanted to get rid of all the criminals, get rid of all the murders, get rid of all the what you think immigrants are when... Yes, get rid of the criminals. Fine. No one is against that. If they're get rid of them. Cool. But the problem is that people who are here legally, people who have done the work, people who have done it
and are even people who are currently in the process of applying for permanent status, they're showing up at their court hearings in some instances.
Yeah.
The judge is dismissing the case. They walk outside and they get arrested.
I mean,
they are trying to use the process that we have in place.
Yeah. We've said this before, and the battle cry from the right has always been, well, if you just did it the right way, if you just did it the legal way, people are.
Yes.
I'm thinking actually of like the students who are here on student visas who all of a sudden had their visas pulled for no reason. There's no explanation. The universities couldn't tell these. I have a friend who's here on a student visa getting their PhD. And the look on her face when I saw her the day after was white as a sheet.
I bet.
Because she had no idea what was going on. The university couldn't tell her anything. She was getting no answers from the government. But she's here legally. She's got a visa. She's paying all the taxes she needs. She's doing exactly what you said they need to do. And they're still getting rid of these individuals, people who are protected by the courts, people who are they now want to throw immigrants from Britain and France into Guantanamo Bay. So how are they going to make that distinction? What are they going to do?
Well, and that's the big concern is that these arrests seem to be happening pretty willy-nilly with a lack of evidence, say, that these people's that they're the people that they're grabbing are criminals.
Yeah.
And what really amazes me about all of this, Project 2025 and the Trump people have been working on this for more than 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And the mass deportations now, they've been working on this for a long time. This was a pillar of the campaign.
Well, yeah.
It never crossed anybody's mind that this would have an impact on industries in the United States, like our farmers, like hospitality, like healthcare aides. Nobody, that never came up in 2 years. And I go back to again, does no one in this administration play things out to the end?
No, I don't think they do. Or they just, I believe that they think that the people are going to love it so much or just accept it. And there won't be protests. There won't be blowback. There won't be apparently. And also, it's not been 2 years. I mean, it's Project 2025 has laid out the plan. And we've been talking about it since last year. But there's a guy next to Donald Trump who's been talking about this for over a decade. And that is Stephen Miller.
Absolutely.
He goes to bed every night praying to the God of immigration, whatever that may be, saying, please let this plan go through, because he wants nothing more than I believe a white ethnostate, but whatever. But he wants immigrants out so bad in this country that this has been all he's been working on and just spitting the most vitriolic venom bile at people about immigrants, lying about it, that once now that it is in place, now they've gotten their way, because they're not just getting rid of the criminals, which is, by the way, you would think they would talk about that. They would say, like, hey, we got rid of, like,
absolutely.
Today,
where's your wins? Yeah. Where are the big wins?
Yeah. They think anything's a win until we say, but this person's here legally. Why are you doing this? And then they get all, oh, and now we have President Taco here caving in again, saying, well, the farmers and the
hospitality industry
and the leisure people. If you pick a vegetable and you go to a hotel, we need to make sure. Now you care about farmers. Now you care about these people. What's going on?
Well, and again, I go back to this never crossed anybody's mind when they were talking about mass deportations, that this would affect the economy of America's farmers, America's restaurants. That it's yet another sign to me of the massive incompetence.
Yeah.
Of this administration, to think about ramifications, to think about consequences when you do these things. And it's interesting that you brought up why the administration is not touting all of these horrible criminals that they have been arresting. The Representative Tony Gonzalez, the chair of the Congressional Hispanic Conference, they have numerous Republicans on this panel. They have actually sent a letter to immigration asking for specifics of the 100,000 individuals who have been deported since January. How many are convicted criminals? Please give us a breakdown of their criminal offenses by category. Of those 100,000 people, how many are from ICE's docket from last year? Of those 100,000 people, how many have ties to criminal groups, organizations, or gangs like Tren de Agua, which was the Argentinian gang that got referenced so often? What obstacles have you faced in repatriating those individuals? What resources do you require from Congress to improve these actions? What policies from Congress would help you in pursuing convicted criminal aliens? But again, we have Republicans in Congress who are going to immigration saying, where's the proof that of these 100,000 people that have been deported since the beginning of January, that they're criminals?
Show your work. And I don't usually do this, but before the show went on, somebody texted about this topic. I'm assuming that Pat was also discussing this matter. And of all the things they said, one thing that really stuck out to me, they said, why even bother having a process for residency and citizenship at all if this is your opinion being that we as a show or as a network or as the libs think that people should just be able to walk in the country and stay forever and that's it. Nope. But that's not the thing. None of us believe you should be able to just walk in the country without going through the process. I mean, I shouldn't say nobody. I personally, I'll speak for myself. If you come to this country and you want to stay, there's a process, and we have a process for residency and citizenship. The problem is, to this person who texted in, is that we're snatching up people who are abiding by that process.
In the midst of the process.
We are arresting and deporting people who are doing exactly what you want them to do, and now that they're gone, you have nothing to say. Well, they must have been a criminal. Well, then show me their rap sheet. Well, they must have done something wrong. Then tell me what that was. But if they're going to court to go in front of an immigration judge to do what they're supposed to do, and it's a trap, then this process was never really – I shouldn't say that. The process is real. Your desire for them to follow the rules, quote unquote, was never real to begin with, because now that they're doing it, you don't even like that, which just says you don't like these people and you don't want them here.
Well, whether or not anything is going to be done about this seems unlikely. Tom Homan, who is the border's czar, told the Washington Post he has not discussed with the president any changes to protect farm or hotel workers, and he has not been part of creating any policy to protect certain types of workers. Quote, I have not seen any instruction, anything that changes in the near future.
MyVote.WI.gov. Call up your congressmen and your senators. Tell them how you feel about this. If they think they're going to do a good job, whatever. But if you don't, tell them exactly what you're feeling. Because if they don't hear from you, they don't know that they might be voting for things you oppose for. Especially those guys up north.
Senator Alex Padilla from California in the news. Yeah. We'll explain why on the other side. Stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-471-9773. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-471-9773, 800-471-9773. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-471-9773 or BigLou.com. That's 800-471-9773 or BigLou.com.
An unsuspecting driver at a gas station in Wisconsin.
Welcome, Pump 15. How you doing?
Great.
Were you wearing your seatbelt today?
I never wear my seatbelt.
We're going to get him. We're going to get him real good.
Oh, my goodness.
Hello, sir. How you doing? Dollar driver.
It takes 1 second to strap a seatbelt on.
Well, let's do this. Let's do it together. Now, don't that feel better?
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Click it or ticket.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways.
And I should have recognized your voice when you're harassing
I'm watching you.
Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
For 75 years, the Muscular Dystrophy Association's voices have thundered through the halls of Congress.
For 75 years, we've willed the impossible into existence.
For 75 years, the MDA community has pushed the science,
shifted the narrative,
and established the field of neuromuscular medicine.
And until that day, when this is all a thing of the past,
you couldn't stop us if you tried.
Join us and celebrate 75 years of breakthroughs at MDA75.org.
The Elder Care Locator is here to help you live your best life as you age at home. Our call center advisors are ready to connect you with trustworthy local experts. Help is just a phone call away at 1-800-677-1116.
As Wisconsin is cheering on the Brew Crew, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Good morning and welcome. Welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, Dr. Slide on the board, coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. You can leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Dan Schaefer from the Recombobulation Area and Civic Media's political editor joining us after 10 o'clock. To talk about his latest column, getting some traction, about whether or not Governor Tony Evers should run for a third term as governor in Wisconsin. That's coming up after 10 o'clock. Right now, though, if you joined us at the top of the show, we were talking about President Trump yesterday saying, oh, my goodness, I didn't realize we were snatching people from farms and businesses and hotels with, immigrant workers that they need. Mm-hmm. So he says, we're going to do something about that. Tom Homan, the Borders Hour, says, we're not going to do anything about that.
Yeah.
And this goes back to one of my main gripes about this administration is I think they are massively incompetent.
Yes.
I do.
Yeah.
I think the lack of foresight about what these mass deportations now are going to do to various industries across, this never crossed anybody's mind.
Yeah.
Up to this point. That this might affect some industries in the U.S. is mind-boggling to me.
Well, because every time, they sort of have, if you remember the responses to these questions. I mean, I'm even thinking of someone like Howard Lutnick in front of Congressman Dean, where we were talking about, like, you know, there's always a, we can do it here instead. Get Americans to do it. Build it here. Grow it here.
Right,
manufacture
right.
here.
Right.
Get Americans to work in the
we're
farm.
We're going
to
make bananas.
Get people to work in the hotels. That's fine. Just do it in America. America, America, America. That's the solve. That's always the solve. It's never, and that is such a brain dead version of isolationism where they think that America is the fix. when
America alone,
when we are a country, when first of all we're a country of immigrants here on very, very not our land. Sorry to get a little political there, but also we are a country built on partnerships. We have never thrived in isolationism. We have thrived in partnerships. And to just say, well, we'll just we don't need immigrants here. We'll get young kids to do the work. They're not doing it. We'll get auto workers to build iPhones in America. That's not going to happen. So every time you confront them with logical reasoning, with very simple questions, honestly, like you were reading before, this 100,000, show us how these individuals are criminals.
What are they accused of? What are the crimes? Let's see it. Lay it out.
They're not going to answer. And Howard and Thomas Holman's like, no, we're going to keep going. And
he said, I've heard nothing about this. And again, this just goes back to what I think. I think they are massively incompetent, as evidenced by this from the Washington Post. The Trump administration races to fix a big mistake. Doge fired too many people.
Womp, womp.
Across the government, officials are rehiring federal workers who were forced out or encouraged to resign. The FDA in spring fired almost 50 workers in the Office of Regulatory Policy, only to turn around and order them back into the office in a day.
Yep.
In one day.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oops. Oops. Who runs a business like this, much less a country?
Jane, you know who runs a business like this? A guy who bankrupted casinos.
Oh, there's that.
You know, that's just what I'll say to that. But, you know, it's the notion of we've lived with this notion. And I think a lot of us have bought it. And I think there are some truths to it, that bureaucracy is slow. It costs a lot of money and government can get nothing done. Well, what we're seeing from Doge, and specifically a person who used to work for Doge coming out and saying it, is that the government actually runs fairly efficient. It's not perfect, but it's not the swampy cesspool that we've been led to believe,
absolutely,
at least for the past 10 years with the whole drain the swamp junk.
This from NPR, former Doge engineer says federal waste and fraud were relatively non-existent.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was working for Doge. Savia Lavingia told NPR, I was personally pretty surprised, actually, at how efficient the government was. He said the overall message at Doge was a vibe of ask for forgiveness, not permission.
And that right there,
so
Jane?
So just go and do it.
Yes. That right there
first
is the answer to the question you've been asking with regard to why did they not have foresight. I don't think they cared about foresight. They wanted forgiveness, because this is also a society that with at least with Trump, when he screws up and he says, well, we'll fix it with the farmers and the hotel people, people are going to say, oh, well, then, OK, cool.
Now it's done.
So all they do is ask for forgiveness.
Gene from Eau Claire is on the line. Gene, we got about 90 seconds before we got to go to the news. Thank you for joining us. What did you want to say?
I just want to remind people that Trump hired these kind of people the first time he was in. They hired Carl Icahn, who was a corporate raider who almost shut down Uniroyal for the workers' pensions years ago. And I saw him in that office. Thank you very much. Have a good day.
Bye. Appreciate it, Gene. You cut out there a little bit, but thank you.
Yeah.
Always appreciate from hearing from you. You can always join us as well at 855-752-4842 or leave a comment if you are watching on the live stream. We have news coming up next, and then when we return, Senator Alex Padilla from California, a little run-in yesterday during a press conference with Kristi Noem. Mm-hmm. We will kick that around on the other side. Stay with us. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We'll be right back.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. Attorney General Josh Call says Wisconsin has joined a multi-state coalition in filing an amicus brief in support of California's lawsuit to block President Donald Trump from federalizing and deploying the National Guard. The coalition argues that President Trump's memo federalizing the National Guard gives him unlimited authority to deploy the guards of any state for a period of 60 days. They claim the action is unlawful and could prevent states from deploying their National Guards to respond to natural disasters and assist in drug enforcement operations. Republican state lawmakers are proposing new legislation that would create a pilot program for the use of virtual reality technology in schools. Under the pilot program, the Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction would select one urban, one suburban, and one rural school district and distribute 32,000 VR headsets to 16,000 students. The goal is to use the headsets to get those students more engaged in math lessons. Similar programs in other states have seen success with using VR technology to improve math scores. The Bayfield County Board of Supervisors has rejected a number of requests to allow ATVs and UTVs to use some sections of county highways. The requests came from multiple towns in the county and included allowing ATV and UTV use on sections of Highway E, Highway A, Highway D, and Highway B. Residents speaking in favor of the permits claimed it would boost local tourism and make it easier to access area trails and businesses. Residents speaking against the proposal expressed concerns about increased noise and potential safety concerns. Some Northwest Wisconsin organizations have received a portion of funding for habitat restoration and conservation projects along the Great Lakes. On Wednesday, Governor Tony Evers and the Department of Administration announced over $750,000 in total funding from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration for the projects. Of that funding, the Northwest Regional Planning Commission will receive $60,000, and the Burke Center for Ecosystem Research in Ashland will receive about $184,000. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. 62-year-old Tom Cruise said recently he wanted to act into his 100s. It sounded crazy at first, but just yesterday, 99-year-old Mel Brooks just announced he is bringing back Spaceballs. Brooks will produce the film with Josh Gad, but will also be part of the cast and play a character called Yogurt, parodying the Yoda character from Star Wars. Brooks has not appeared on screen since 2005 when he appeared in the reboot of The Producers. Brooks wrote and also starred in the original Spaceballs in 1987 alongside John Candy and Rick Moranis, and a host of other hilarious people. There is no supporting cast announced just yet for the new project, although Gad is expected to be one of the stars. In the original, Brooks, who was just a spry 55-year-old, played General Scroob. The new script has no title as of yet, but Amazon MGM is planning a theatrical release for summer 2027 when Brooks will be the ripe young age of 101. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Scattered showers and thunderstorms today with a high in the mid-60s. Tonight, more scattered storms, low in the low to mid-50s. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy, scattered showers or thunder showers with a high in the low 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 50.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
The Trump administration arresting and deporting these supposed gang members without giving them due process is one of the steps to becoming an authoritarian government.
Dale, thank you so much for the call. And again, I second all of that. Bring them all back and afford them the due process that's a part of our nation, a part of this law, and a part of our tradition in administering justice.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
All right, time to visit with Melissa Baldoff as we talk climate issues. Acting FEMA chief told staff he didn't know about U.S. hurricane seasons.
What?
See, you're speechless too.
I mean, I love it.
We're all just sitting here like, what?
If it is a joke, and I don't know that it is, it's not a funny one. We've seen more deadly hurricanes, so we have every reason to expect it will be a bad hurricane season.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We'll be live from WGBW in Green Bay, Wisconsin, along with the morning crew here, Mino and the mayor. Find out all things Green Bay. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
Good morning and welcome. Welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Box, Sweet Gal be on the board. Coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. You can join us. Call or text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Joining us after the 10 o'clock news, Dan Schaefer, Civic Media's political editor and creator of the multi-award-winning Recombobulation Area. Dan, out with a new column this week on whether or not Governor Evers here in Wisconsin should run for a third term. Should be a very interesting discussion. You are more than welcome to take part. That is coming up after 10 o'clock. And just a reminder, too, we got some baseball action coming up later on today. The Brewers hosting the Cardinals. Our broadcast starts at 6:35. You can catch the game tonight on terrestrial radio on WRCE in Richland Center, WISS in Oshkosh, WRJN here in Racine and Kenosha, WCQM in Park Falls, and WBZH in Hayward. They have Lumberjacks next month.
They do.
So be listening to the crew host the Cardinals. Our broadcast starts on those stations at 6:35.
Can you hear that, Jane? It's the sound of the Brewers going to second place in the division. Or second place in their division. Whoa, that sounds great.
That does sound great.
Oh, that's a wonderful sound. Let's keep it going, boys.
You're very excited about
that. Very excited.
And Nuke, I'm going to call him Nuke now, the new kid on the mound for the Brewers.
The Miz, that's his nickname, the Miz. Mizorowski.
Nuke is better. He had a good showing, but then they had to pull him out. Mm-hmm. He had a no hitter going.
Yeah, he did, and that's what we always, when there's always a no hitter, we're like, hey, let's stop this.
Yeah, pretty exciting. So go crew, hosting the Cardinals later on today. Our broadcast starts at 6:35. Did want to spend a little time on this, and I'm curious to hear your comments. Again, at 855-752-4842. This from the Washington Post. Democratic senator forcibly removed from DHS news conference as tensions flare. I was scrolling. I was home doing some work yesterday afternoon when this came across. It looked really bad.
Yeah, this was all across the
news. The visual was not good.
No, I mean, visually looks awful. But I think that they don't care, you know.
I'll give you that.
You know, because I mean, we're going to listen to him talk about it. But it was all across the news, and it was everywhere. Every station was carrying it, and it was just this image of a U.S. senator being forcibly
shoved
and thrown to the ground and detained and handcuffed for asking questions. You know, and they're going to paint the narrative. They're going to paint the narrative that he rushed
the podium.
Yeah. There's once again, no proof, none whatsoever.
Well, and after he was cuffed.
Yep.
He met with Kristi Noem for like 15 minutes. Mm-hmm. And there was also Corey Lewandowski, who was a big part of the first Trump administration, who apparently follows Kristi Noem around like a puppy now. But he was running down the hall saying, do not do this. This is a sitting U.S. senator.
Corey was. Wow.
Yeah.
They're probably going to fire him for having such, you know,
right?
Vision and
we do have a clip from Senator Alex Padilla, again, from California, after yesterday's incident. Calvin, let's play that clip, please.
So here's what happened. So I'm in the conference room a couple doors down waiting this briefing with representatives of Northern Command. We learn almost on the spot that there's this press conference going on down the hall. Now my briefing is delayed because of the folks in that press conference. From the moment I entered the building, I'm being escorted by a member of the National Guard and an FBI agent. I asked, well, since we're waiting, can we go listen in to the press conference? They escort me over to the press conference. They open the door for me. I'm standing in the back, behind the reporters, behind the cameras, just listening in. And at one point, the rhetoric just got to be too much. Not the first time, but the second time the secretary takes it upon herself to say that the Trump administration wants to liberate the people of Los Angeles from the governor and the mayor. It was just too much. And so, yes, I said who I was. I began to ask a question, and it was maybe half a second later before there was multiple agents on me. They shoved me outside. I was trying to both get my question out and not lose my balance. You know, one is telling me, get down on my knees, and the other one's pushing me in a different direction. There was no resistance. And to the contrary, I kept asking, why am I being detained? Get down on your knees turns into flat on the floor. I'm trying, but I'm being pushed and pulled in different directions. I'm finally down on the floor. They handcuff me multiple times. Why am I being detained? No response, no response, no response. Finally, minutes later, I guess somebody around the secretary realizes this is the United States Senator. And they come running down the hall and finally say, let him go. Again, the point is, if it can happen to me in that setting, imagine what they're doing to people all around the country. And let me also underscore this. Yeah. It's not just about immigrants' rights, which so many peaceful protesters are shouting about in Los Angeles. It's about all of our rights.
It's about all of our rights. That's Senator Alex Padilla speaking to the media after he was at Kristi Noem's press conference yesterday, wanted to ask a question, says he identified himself, at which point, I think they were Homeland Security.
I saw FBI,
or was
too.
It FBI as well? Shoved him out of the room, got him down on the ground, cuffed him.
Yep.
And then, as you just heard, someone apparently said, yeah, don't do that. It's a sitting U.S. senator.
Yeah.
And then he met with Kristi Noem for about 15 minutes, apparently, after this happened. But I think that's a really good point that he makes. If they can treat a sitting U.S. senator like this in public, on camera, what are they doing when they're not in those conditions? Well, how are they treating people when they're not being surveilled?
Well, let's just look at what's been happening. I mean, we see ICE agents walking in unidentified, wearing masks, arresting people willy-nilly, throwing them in jail, deporting them. We see, because the thing, and when I want to believe, and I do believe, that when Senator Padilla says, if this can happen to me as a senator, it can happen to all of us, he's not talking about all of the people who voted for Kamala Harris. He's talking about every citizen in this country.
Absolutely.
And as we have put out many, many times on this show, there comes a time when you're not good enough for them, when you are just expendable, you're not patriotic enough.
They'll you're not come, loyal enough.
They'll come knocking on your door. And you will not have the luxury of someone standing over you going, don't do this. They are a U.S. senator or a congressman or a judge. Or, I mean, I see videos of FBI agents undercover getting arrested by cops, and they're saying to them, I'm an FBI agent, and they have to pull the wallet out and get identified. That's after they're in cuffs and they've treated them like garbage. Like, this is happening all the time on the streets. And if it can happen to FBI agents, if it can happen to a U.S. senator, it can happen to any one of us. And there will not be a person shouting, hey, Jane's innocent. She's just here. She was just getting, you know, like,
she was just asking a question.
She was just, or she was just walking down the street and she wanted to get some groceries. Like, it's literally like, we don't have those advocates next to us. And even if we did have someone who says, because we also see videos where people say, hey, they're not involved. They're innocent. They're this, they're that. The authorities don't care.
855-752-4842. Curious to get your reactions to what happened yesterday with California Senator Alex Padilla. Tony on the live stream says, which side likes these optics more? Dems getting to clearly show the overreach of Trump, or does Trump like looking like a strongman? Well, he certainly loves looking like a strongman.
Absolutely.
There's no question about that.
I've seen the AI imagery that's generated that he posts himself. This is all about looking USA strong, beating the chest and being all freedomly freedom. And
I think Senator Padilla brought up a really good point as well, in that Kristi Noem is trying to go in there saying, we are rescuing Los Angeles. The governor, the attorney general, the chief of police, the mayor, none of them have requested this additional help from the federal government. The federal government has decided this is what they're going to do. What happened to states' rights?
Oh, they love states' rights until they don't. I mean, just as a side example, they love the individuality and of the states and the communities and the municipalities too. I've been thinking about Wisconsin here. They love They love to not be in the way until they want to be in your way. And then they're gonna tell you, well, you need to do this. You need to spend money on this. We're going to send troops your way because, you know, we don't like these people trying to express themselves, bound by the constitutional rights to do so.
Alex Padilla, again, yesterday, taken to the ground.
Yeah.
Trying to ask Department of Human Services Kristi Noem a question during a presser. She was holding a presser.
Mm-hmm.
The Trump administration has encouraged federal authorities to exert power over protesters in L.A. The Trump administration says they're rescuing Los Angeles, even though Los Angeles hasn't asked for a rescue.
Didn't someone use the term liberating? I feel like someone used
I think she said liberating.
Yeah. Kristi Noem did. Steve on the text line says, talk about how Trump is taking us back 100 years, attacking civil rights, stealing from Americans, and doing impeachable things with Doge cuts and breaking the emoluments clause. There needs to be more pressure on these Republicans in Congress. They're actively dismantling the republic. They better get some spine soon, or we, the people, won't have a republic. And there is truth to that. And let's also, I don't want to, this isn't a squirrel. This isn't a distraction, but it sort of is too. People protesting is important. People showing up and assembling and speaking their voices that is protected by this Constitution is important. But the sending of National Guards to Los Angeles, to a small portion of Los Angeles.
A very small portion, actually.
The governor of Texas deploying 5,000 troops throughout the state to protect the way that Florida is talking about this. This is all to distract from the fact that they are gutting Medicaid, gutting Social Security, gutting Medicare, gutting SNAP, taking from us, getting rid of. They're going to raise our taxes like they did, and they're going to walk away with humongous tax breaks. Millionaires and billionaires are going to do that. They're doing this. They're doing all of this stuff and saying it's about America while they are stealing from your pockets, your children's pockets, your grandchildren's pockets. That's the important part to remember, too.
And we have a comment on the live stream that seems to go along with what you're saying. D.D. Coogie says this is a huge problem. I think Trump just wants to get his big, disgusting bill passed in the Senate.
Yep.
This will allow him to get away with all of the stuff he is pushing on U.S. immigrants. He will go after U.S. citizens next.
Absolutely. Yes. And oh, my God. I apologize for my spiciness right now because I feel like I'm one step away from tinfoil hatting this thing. But the way they are leading this game right now, that is what it feels like, because they are slowly gutting freedoms that we never messed with even 10 years ago.
Well, and we don't have time to get into this. We'll probably do it next week. The whole masking issue.
Yeah.
Now they're saying protesters cannot wear masks, but ICE is perfectly justified in being masked. Mm-hmm. So are we teaching our little kids now that if a white unmarked van drives up and someone in a mask and a flannel shirt says, I'm with the federal government, get in my van. Is that what we're teaching kids now?
Well, I mean, we're certainly not teaching them accountability. That's for sure. Because when we ask these questions, Jane, why are you masked? Why aren't you identifying us? We get no answer. We're told to shut up. And this is what we do. And this is how we work. No, that's not how this works, because there'll be no one left.
You can always join us at 855-752-4842. Stay close. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll be right back.
As Wisconsin is brats on the grill for a tailgate, this is the Civic Media Radio Network. Summer, summer, summer. It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We want to hook you up with $100 cash, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, and the chance to win a summer getaway to the Wisconsin Dells area or an escape to Door County. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store. Then listen in for the keywords during the 7 and 11 a.m. hour and 2 and 4 p.m. hour. Text in the keyword and get set to win. It's Civic Media's Scotty Summer.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In discussions over the so-called Big Beautiful Bill, backed by Donald Trump, that's making its way through Congress, none other than Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson has emerged as the most prominent Republican critic of the bill, saying at a recent Milwaukee Press Club event that it is, quote, not even close to adequate. Johnson has said he wants spending cuts to go even further, including making cuts to Medicaid. But Johnson's position as a critic of this bill makes him especially influential in these negotiations. But let's not forget the last time he was in a similar position. In 2017, he was a critic of the Trump tax cut bill, but what he fought for was a tax break for certain types of businesses, perhaps not coincidentally, businesses owned by his largest donors, Dick and Liz Uihlein. In 2018 alone, the Uihleins received more than $200 million in tax breaks because of this bill. So as the Big Beautiful Bill is negotiated in the Senate, let's not forget this piece of recent history.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government buy-in for the people. Tarrant County, Texas County Commissioners approved a new county redistricting map June 3rd, diluting the votes of Black and Hispanic voters. But commissioners claim the gerrymandering was for political, not racial reasons. The map likely eliminates a majority-minority district and has drawn widespread condemnation and a Voting Rights Act lawsuit. County Commissioners and senior county official Judge Tim O'Hare brought in the Conservative Public Interest Legal Foundation and the National Republican Redistricting Trust to draw the map, according to reporting by Democracy Docket. Their efforts apparently manipulated the districts to gain another GOP county commission seat and a 4-to-1 advantage. Analysis by the UCLA Voting Rights Project and Southern Methodist University found the approved map packed District 2 Black and Hispanic voters into District 1, reducing the chance a Black or Hispanic candidate would be elected in District 2. Because the county staggers election cycles for different districts, it also disenfranchised as many as 150,000 voters, heavily Black and Hispanic, who can't vote in their current district's 2026 election and must wait until 2028. Voters sued under the VRA and the 14th and 15th Amendments. The commissioners claim that they gerrymandered for political advantage, to which the Supreme Court turns a blind eye, and not racial discrimination. We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
Good morning and welcome. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Dr. Slide on the board. Coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. You can join us, call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. You can also leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter Friday. That means Dan Schaefer, Civic Media's political editor and creator of the Recombobulation Area. He is going to be in studio with us after the 10 o'clock news to talk about his latest column, getting some attention, talking about whether or not Governor Tony Evers should run for a third term here in Wisconsin. So I hope you can stick around for that when Dan joins us. Also, a reminder, today is our last day for the statewide Text to Win Scani Summer Contest. After 11 o'clock, listen for the keyword. You want to text it in using the Civic Media app. Up for grabs, either $100 in hot cash. Or a pair of Milwaukee Brewers club-level tickets. And then everyone is in the running for one of two grand prizes, either a getaway to Door County or Baraboo, and gas money to get you there. So be listening after 11 o'clock for that keyword and get ready to text in and win, just like Cheryl and Muscadet. Listening on WRCO.
A lot of winners in Muscadet.
Yes.
It's a hotbed of winners.
And also Park Falls, too.
Yeah.
Lots of winners in Park Falls. And Chris from Edgerton, listening on WMDX. Congratulations. You could be a winner as well. Be ready after 11 o'clock. Going to spend just a little bit of time on this before we go to the news. And we did spend a little time on it yesterday, but it still makes me laugh. Republicans... This is the headline from MSNBC. Republicans struggle to defend Trump's parade as tanks roll in to D.C. Many GOP officials appear to have no idea what to say about the president's parade, and some won't be there either. Most of the Republicans in Congress are not going to his big ego parade tomorrow.
His birthday party. He's throwing himself a birthday party.
Yeah, a birthday party, which just happens to coincide with the 250th birthday of the Army. Yeah. We pointed this out before. The Navy's got their 250th anniversary coming up in fall. So do the Marines.
Marines are turning 227 this year.
I have not seen anything about birthday parties planned for them. Just this one.
Yeah.
Which coincides with the president's 79th birthday.
Is he only 79? I thought he was turning like 200. God, he seems so old. Yeah. I mean, I am really surprised that they're not being told they have to attend or else.
I am too.
But it really, there's also no like real good reasons either. Like, I got to catch up on the show Poker Face. I got a Peacock for the 7-day trial and I can only get, so I can't.
Don't you wonder what their excuses were though?
Oh my gosh.
You know, I mean, Glenn Grothman, you're too busy.
There's a pancake breakfast that needs to be pancaked. Derek Van Orden has kids he has to yell at.
Derek Van Orden, of all people, you would think would be there.
He's too busy keeping us up to speed on what's going overseas in Israel and Iran. He's
all over that.
Ooh, there's tweeting about. It's like so hot and fresh. It's like just smoke coming off that phone.
But you may want to call your local Republican representative.
How would they do that?
You go to myvote.wi.gov.
Nice.
Ask them, gosh, if we're going to shell out at least $45 million for this vanity exercise tomorrow, you'd think they'd have the courtesy to show up.
Yeah.
Even Ron Johnson, Wisconsin senior senator, said, well, you know, it's their 250th birthday. I guess it's kind of a splurge. Ask our Republican representatives about this little $45 million splurge when we're talking about kicking people off Medicaid and the Affordable Care Act, and we can't afford to feed kids, so we got to cut SNAP. But $45 million for this is a good use of American money.
Do you know, I would say this, if they were saying, we're going to throw a parade on Saturday, it's going to cost $45 million because we're going to announce that day that we're going to spend $10 billion over 10 years to help veterans, I'd be like, all right. Let's celebrate that.
Yeah. Wouldn't that $45 million be better spent actually doing something directly for our veterans?
Absolutely. Because something is better than nothing. And that's exactly what they're doing for them. And not only that, they're making it worse by gutting access to the VA. I mean, I've heard, was it Derek Van Orden said he looks forward to the cuts proposed to the VA. I don't know whether it's cutting it completely or just the cuts, but he said to someone in a hearing that he looks forward to the cuts. Now, just because you're a vet doesn't mean that you automatically love the VA. I know vets.
There are vets who have
nothing.
The VA is not perfect.
No, it's not. But I think the reason why it's not perfect is because we don't properly invest in it. So, yeah, $45 million on Saturday to watch the troops march up and down the street
and rip up the streets of D.C.
Mm-hmm. And by the way, I want like 3 months. I want a report showing how much it actually costs.
It's going to be more than $45 million. Yeah. John from Oshkosh listening at WISS says, so much for the appropriation of government spending. Who approved this? Good question, John. Mm-hmm. That's a very valid question. And I think the one big takeaway from this is that the major networks are not carrying this.
Nope. Not even Fox.
Not even Fox.
Not even Fox, the network. Not the news. I'm sure the news station will have it in Fox News, but Fox itself as a network will not have it. And I want to make a point on this, too. This is something he wanted to do in his first term.
Yes.
And if you want an example on how there are no guardrails, it's this right here. Because when he got in office the first time, the generals, the military, the Pentagon said, no, we're not doing this. This is a waste of resources, a waste of time. No. Now it's happening because there are no guardrails. The generals are silent because they're afraid for their jobs.
Or they removed them already.
Exactly. So, yeah, this is a perfect example on why guardrails and checks and balances matter.
And I think there's going to be a whole lot more attention tomorrow on all of the other protests that are happening around the country as opposed to what's going to be rolling down the streets in D.C.
And there's a 45% chance of rain in D.C.
Oh, that would be a real shame. News is coming up next, and then Dan Schaefer will be here to help us recombobulate. Stay close. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. IDF spokesman Effie Defen says Israel had no choice but to strike Iran and strike hard this week.
We cannot allow the Iranian regime to obtain a nuclear weapon that would be a danger to Israel and the entire world.
President Trump telling ABC's Jonathan Carl he thinks Iran will return to the negotiating committee on nuclear proliferation.
He is still insisting that the solution here is a diplomatic one. He was on Truth Social earlier this morning saying Iran must make a deal before there is nothing left and save what was once known as the Iranian Empire. No more death, no more destruction.
Talks between the U.S. and Iran scheduled for Sunday will continue, even though Tehran says it has no intention of participating. After the initial Israeli strikes hitting nuclear facilities and top generals, Iran struck back, firing at least 100 drones into Israel. This is ABC News.